B-Pod Studios.
Tamani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Kyle, what's going on with you and your girlfriend? I feel like you haven't really been dating that long, according to your email.
Well, no, we've been dating for 2 months, and I mean, she's my girlfriend. It's just that I've got this, sickening suspicion that she's messing around on me now.
Okay.
I mean, it's only been 2 months. Are you sure you're boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah, we like to say something a little bit more than just 2 months, bud.
Like, we say, I love you, and, you know, like, she stays at my pad regular. It's just now she's kind of ghosting me, and, like, I can't find out when she's going to be there. And but no, we were full in the committed mode, like, fast and heavy from the get-go.
In your email that you sent us, it said that you guys met at a Charlotte Hornets basketball game. So,
yeah.
Maybe now that the season's over... So is your relationship? Have you
maybe
well, thought that you're a seasonal dater with her?
That's harsh, man. Like,
sorry. I mean, what do you think? She's married? You're the side piece? I mean, like Roy said, you've only been together for two...
I just think she's like the feeling I have. Like, I want to get to the bottom of it, too. That's why I'm hoping you guys could, like, you know, right. Show me an assist.
His phone's awful. You know what? Rather than doing a war, let's call her and ask her if she's even in a relationship with him.
I don't think they are.
It's right?
I don't know. Can you handle this? Like, if she's not in a relationship with you, like, is this something that you're going to be able to handle and accept?
I don't think that's the issue. Like, what I'm trying to figure out is if she's having second thoughts or if she's actually done something behind my back, and I'm not sure if I can handle that.
Okay.
All right. Let's call her. 2 months dating, though, I'm not going to be surprised if she sends the roses to someone else or she's going to say there's no one in her life.
Sure. I mean, I think you're being a little cynical because we totally, like, the sense of where we're at is just, like, changed recently, and I just want to know what's up.
Okay, we'll get to the bottom of it.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Dana.
This is she.
Hey, Dana, this is Loren from the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Shut up!
Yeah.
You got the whole show here, by the way.
You do. You have the whole show, Dana.
I listen to you guys. Hey.
We are...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Calling to see if there was anybody... that you would be interested in sending romantic flowers to if we had called you for War of the Roses.
If you had called me for War of the Roses?
There is someone on the other line. We'll put it that way. But after his story, Roy, Loren, and I aren't convinced that you guys are even dating.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I know the bit. There's nobody that I would really... send roses to. Like, I'm dating a couple of different guys, but
I kind of thought so.
I mean,
so no, there's not one relationship that is advanced beyond the others.
No, I mean, no, it's all pretty casual.
Kyle, are you there?
I'm here. I'm just kind of in shock because
really,
hi Dana. I'm pretty sure we're going out, and so I'm not sure why you're saying this on the radio.
I mean, yeah, we've been seeing each other for like 6 weeks, and maybe it'll turn into something, but it's so new and...
New, but like you said, I love you.
Yeah, but Kyle, I mean, that, like, that's during sex. That's not...
That's not... Wow. Yeah, hey, whatever said during that moving furniture, as we say on the show, is fair game.
I mean, that doesn't really count.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Dana, you're still dating Kyle, but you're just not, it hasn't advanced to the point that he thinks it is advanced?
It would seem, yes. Okay. I mean, he's not the only person I'm seeing. I'm seeing two other guys. Like, wow. It's very casual.
Kyle, you didn't know that?
Kyle?
Oh, my God, Kyle. He's gone.
Wow.
He hung up. He's mad at me.
I'm not going to lie. Dana, it's been bizarre from the moment we got on the phone with him.
I mean, it's kind of a weird guy. He's kind of, quirky, I guess.
Oh, my God. Are you ever going to see him again or no? Is this over?
I mean, I've kind of prided myself on never being on War of the Roses, but here, now he's made me on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a lot.
We thought so.
I've only been seeing for 6 weeks, so.
Listen, we respect everybody in their relationship, but he sent an email. He said he'd been with you for 2 months, and we were like, let's call and find out what's going on.
Yeah. It just seemed a little clingy.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll get back in touch with him and make sure he's okay, too, but you might have to deal with it.
All right. Well, Ev, nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Thanks, Dana.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closets. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.